Welcome back to the Prince to King podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Ruse, and I empower young men to find their power, passion, and purpose. Cheers, I got my morning coffee. I'm excited to jump into today's episode. What are we talking about today? We're talking about the masculine need for challenge, okay, young men? The masculine need for challenge. We need it. It is something that is hardwired into our DNA, into our biology, to seek out challenge and discomfort. We need it to feel good about ourselves, to find purpose. It is literally hardwired into our biology as men to seek this out. Because the reason I say that is, look at the men who don't seek that out, and 9999 times out of 100, that person is struggling, and struggling through unnecessary suffering. So what I mean by that is, rather than struggling in pursuit of greatness or in pursuit of a noble cause or in pursuit of something challenging, and they're struggling in their pursuit, what ends up happening is they end up just suffering in the comfort that they've created for themselves. They start putting on weight, their mental health declines, their spiritual health declines, their emotional health. Every part of them is screaming out to embrace challenge, to embrace change, to take up a cause that is close to them or a goal that they need to achieve. And because they aren't, they start to attack themselves. They start to self-destruct, they start to self-sabotage, they start to self-implode. Look at the men who aren't in pursuit of something and they are struggling. They're oftentimes the ones that are struggling the most. And when you look at the men in your life who maybe you look up to, or your peers who are out chasing a dream or chasing a goal, yeah, they might be struggling in their pursuit of that goal, but they're typically mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually healthy. They're just struggling in pursuit of that goal. So we really want to touch on this, and I really want to hopefully inspire you young men to embrace challenge as the foundation for confidence, as the foundation for resilience, as the foundation for purpose. Your challenges in your life will help feed into increased confidence, increased resilience, and greater purpose. That's the way through, is the thing that you don't want to look at. It's the thing that you don't want to do. That is actually the solution. Almost always, that is going to be the solution. Okay? So I want you guys to ask yourselves now, as you're listening, when was the last time that you did something that genuinely scared you or felt just out of reach? When was the last time you did something that really pushed yourself, really challenged yourself? For me, growing up as a young man, it was almost always sport related. Okay, I was trying out for the next team. I was trying to get better daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. I was trying out for the state team, trying out for the first basketball team. I was taking on a new skill set, trying out tennis and trying to push myself in tennis. For me growing up, it was a lot to do with sport, and that's where so much of my confidence came from, was continually pushing myself, challenging myself in the sporting realm that then led to confidence in all the other areas of my life. Right? That allowed me to have the confidence to approach the girl when I was nervous, full of pimples, you know, never done it before, but desired a girlfriend. Right? The confidence to be able to step out of my comfort zone and actually approach the girl, ask her out, strike up a conversation came from all the confidence and the resilience that I'd built through the purpose I had in my sporting endeavors as a young man. Then as a young adult, right, going for the job interviews, stepping into a new role that I didn't really know too much about, starting my business, starting to post on social media, right? These were all incredibly uncomfortable things that I had to do, but I had to do nonetheless in order to become successful or in order to pursue my goal, right? Even this, doing this podcast, filming myself, looking at myself on camera right now. These are things that used to challenge me and really stretch me out of my comfort zone. I wasn't that comfortable doing it at the start. And no one is. No one is comfortable at the start. No one is just stepping in and out of their comfort zone and doing it in a comfortable way. Because it's quite literally stepping out of your comfort zone, which means the very act of doing it is going to be uncomfortable. So you don't want to look at your feelings as a measurement for whether or not you should or shouldn't do something. Oh yeah, but I don't feel like it. Oh yeah, but it's uncomfortable. Oh yeah, but I'm nervous. Good. That means that you're stepping out of your comfort zone. That means that you're on the right path. That signal should signal to you, oh, I'm doing the right thing. I'm a bit nervous. I'm a bit scared. I feel uncomfortable doing this thing. Asking that girl out, pursuing a new career, trying to go get a job, trying to make new friends at a new school, whatever it is, if it is telling you, ooh, stop, that's just your ego trying to keep you safe. And right now, 21st century, there are very few things which are actually going to make you genuinely unsafe. Okay, so we're talking about making decisions where your ego is interpreting the scenario as I am unsafe. We get this feeling of fear, discomfort, anxiety, and then we decide, oh no, don't do it. It's the opposite, guys. Get that feeling, oh yeah, I feel a bit uncomfortable doing this. Oh, I'm gonna make my first video for my new business. Oh, I'm gonna go and ask that girl out. Oh, I'm gonna go approach those guys. They look like, you know, we would make a good friendship. Okay? I'm gonna go print out my resume, even though it's got nothing written on it except for a few lines, and go and hand that out because it makes me feel uncomfortable. These are good things. These are good things that we need in order to change. Okay? And our comfort zones will keep us back. If I look at what my comfort zones were at 13, at 18, at 25, and now that I'm 30, my growth is directly proportionate to the amount of discomfort I experience. The more discomfort I experience, the more I grow. So the opposite is true. The more comfortable I am, the less I grow. And oftentimes, if we're not growing, we are actually shrinking. It's very rare, and it's a very short period of time where you just stay the same. You're always in motion. You're always either growing or shrinking. And if we're shrinking, that's where we can start to go, man, last year, I was so much more confident last year. I don't know what happened this year. I'm more stressed out. I'm more anxious. Like, yeah, man, because you took your foot off the pedal. You thought that you just go into cruise control mode. And what ends up happening is we end up shrinking. We end up losing confidence in our ability. So we're always growing or shrinking. And as men, we need to be growing. As men, we need to be pushing our comfort zone and not just going through the motions. No matter what age, if you're 13 and listening, 18 listening, 25 listening, 30 listening, no matter what age you are listening to this, you need to be saying, where in my life can I push out of my comfort zone? Where have I gotten too comfortable? For the older boys, maybe we've started to put on some weight. Maybe we're not training as much. Maybe we're eating worse. Maybe we're drinking more, right? For the younger guys, maybe you've just gotten comfortable in all areas. Maybe you're not pushing yourself at school or at sport or in your friendship circles or that business idea that you've been sitting on, right? Maybe you think you're the best communicator in the world, but you keep coming up against arguments. So you need to push that comfort zone. You need to learn new skill sets, all right? I remember one of the greatest lessons that my dad imparted onto me came through really stepping out of my comfort zone. I was the captain of my basketball team. And I went for the tryouts for like basically representative. All the schools in my district get together, they send their best players, and all the schools that we compete against put together two teams to then compete against other school districts, essentially, right? So I went out for this tryout, okay, and really pushed myself out of my comfort zone by going. But it was something that I wanted to do. I was always going to do it, but it was daunting. All the best players are there. Okay, really pushed myself out. And what ended up happening was I didn't make the team. And I remember being devastated. I didn't train very well or trial very well, but I'd had a pretty good season up until that point. I remember speaking to my dad just about how angry and upset I was. And he just looked at me and he said, mate, you gave them a reason to put you in the seconds team, not the first team. You gave them a reason to. And I'm like, what do you mean? My season, right? He's like, yeah, but did you trial well today? Well, no, I didn't. It's like, so you gave them reasons to put you in that team. And he said, you have to give them zero reasons to think that you should be anywhere else but that best team. Okay? And to take that lesson, it's like, to take that lesson and expand on that for everyone, it's like, you need to give life, yourself, your teachers, your parents, whoever it is, no reason to put you in a box that you don't want to be in. There needs to be zero reasons for your teachers to say he's a bad student, your parents to be like, he doesn't listen to me, for your employer to be like, he's a bad employee. You need to give them all the reasons to say, yes, this person is XYZ, does XYZ, I'm confident in XYZ, I can put him in this team or give him this job. There needs to be no room for error. And so for me, stepping out of my comfort zone allowed me to learn that incredibly valuable lesson, right? I was the best player at my school team, didn't have too much competition either, but stepping into this new environment allowed me to become a better player, but it also challenged me on where I was staying comfortable. I was getting comfortable. I didn't show up and perform as best I could, right? I didn't have a good night's sleep the night before. I didn't show up ready to play. All these lessons came from stepping out of my comfort zone. So give life zero excuses to not hand you the success that you want. And we do that by consistently pushing out of our comfort zone. Okay? Without that challenge, without that pushing up against something difficult, what ends up happening? We get bored. We get lazy and lethargic. We get fat. Okay? We get unhealthy. We start to sabotage ourselves mentally. We start to like go to war with ourselves. You should be doing better. The negative voices start to pick up. We all know what our potential is. We all have that internal drive to be great. We all know when we're falling short of our potential and it eats at us. You can't turn that off. If you have goals and dreams and hopes and a potential that you're not fulfilling, that will eat away at you. And typically it'll come in the form of shame. I'm bad. I'm an idiot. I'm lazy. I'm this, right? And we start to form identities around our bad habits. And our bad habits aren't actually our true selves. Our true selves, that masculine imperative to face a dragon and slay it, that's our true self. The self that sits on the couch, scrolls on Instagram or TikTok for 5 hours, that's the self that we have to kill. That's the self that we have to get rid of. And if we feed that version of ourselves, it becomes the version of ourselves that we do step into. And we're like, well, I am lazy. I am. We start to create these identities around negative behaviors and habits. And then it becomes really difficult to step out of. Really difficult. We can step out of it, but it becomes much harder. So look at the cost of staying in your comfort zone and understand it is a great cost. You might not even really fully grasp what that cost is. Or skip today's training session, I'll do it tomorrow. That might be the first training session that leads to the second, that leads to the 10th, that leads to the 100th, that leads to you quitting, that leads to you getting fat. You don't know where that first pebble can lead to, where that first domino can lead to. It can lead to destruction, and oftentimes it does lead to destruction. Then you wake up one day, you're 20, and you go, man, where'd the last 6 years of my life go? Man, where'd the last year of my life go? Oh, I thought I was going to do something great. I said that I'd do this, but here I am. That cost of not stepping into your potential and not coming up against challenges and facing whatever that dragon looks like for you, it's a huge, huge cost. Take it as someone who's 30. I have lots of regrets in my life because I've been doing the work on myself, leveling up my mindset, leveling up my life financially, leveling up my health. And the more I do that, the more I'm like, oh shit, why wasn't I doing this all along? I feel so much better. I feel more confident. I feel like I can attack the world and take down whatever dragon stands before me or whatever obstacle stands before me. The opposite becomes true when I do take my foot off the brake, when I start to watch TV a bit more, eat shitty food, get takeout, I start to go, oh, I'm losing my confidence in my capabilities to attack the world. There's an awesome, awesome, awesome quote in Dragon Ball Z Super for anyone that watches anime or watches Dragon Ball Z. And Vegeta, who's one of the main characters, is talking to another character and he's saying, you think that you're training just to defeat this next person, What about the next person and the next person and the person in 5 years' time? And I was listening to it and it just woke me up. It was like, oh my God, that's right. I'm not trying to get better just to solve the problem that I have in my life right now. I'm trying to get better to solve the problem that I'll have in 12 months' time, in 2 years' time, in 5 years' time. It is a lifelong dedication to self-improvement. It's not a 90-day sprint. It's like, oh no, because I'll beat this dragon. I will defeat this problem. I will overcome this obstacle. But there is always another obstacle. And if we're not on that path where we are working on ourselves, we're being diligent, we're facing the challenges, got a good routine, right? If we're not taking up our masculine responsibility, then life will fucking smoke you. Life will punch you. Life will knock you on your ass to say, see, here's this challenge. You finally got to this challenge and you weren't man enough to face it. You weren't equipped with the right tools and mindset to overcome this challenge. And it will floor you. Trust me, I have been floored. Even recently, I got floored. Okay? I went through a separation with my son's mother and that floored me for 12 months, just knocked me on my ass. Okay? Because I wasn't stepping up and stepping out and facing as many challenges as I could in my 20s, right? If I had done the work earlier in my 20s, if I'd faced the dragons I needed to face in my 20s, then it would still be challenging, but I would be much better placed to face that challenge. And instead, the challenge arises and it just knocked me on my ass. That is just recently in the last 12 months. And I'm just come climbing, clawing out of that hole because now I have had to do all that work that I should have been doing this whole time. I've had to do it in the last 12 months. And that's the only way out is by doing the work, by stepping out of my comfort zone, facing the shit that I didn't want to face. So the cost of not doing it, you don't know when you'll pay, but you will pay. Right? My 20s, I paid for that just recently. So it's super important, guys, that without challenge, you understand what ends up happening in your life or what could happen in your life if you don't undergo and take up the mantle and take up the challenge. All right? So I've touched on this already a little bit, but remember, the benefits of embracing challenge is going to be that you build real confidence, not this fake bravado, not this banging of your chest, fake masculinity, fake confidence. No, like genuine confidence in your ability to face whatever life throws at you. That is an awesome place to be, right? Because life's going to get progressively more and more difficult. You will take up more and more responsibility, and with that responsibility comes hardship. It'll teach you resilience. When your back is up against the wall and it's just you to solve this problem and you have a lifelong, you've got a lifelong list of examples where you face challenges and overcame them, you will feel confident to face the next one. If you look back in your life and you're like, holy shit, I just failed, or I didn't undergo anything difficult, or I stayed in my comfort zone and now I'm being forced to face this challenge, your confidence is going to be really low and your resilience is going to be really low. You probably won't be able to overcome that challenge. So we want to be proactive and preventative with understanding, hey, life's going to throw shit at me and it's going to get really difficult. I need to be as well prepared right now in this moment as I can be. And we do that by facing the challenges that you have right now in your life, facing them, overcoming them, and bit by bit, you will get more and more confident, more and more resilient, okay? It will help you discover more about yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your passions. You will find your purpose in the challenges, all right? So, here are some practical ways that you can seek out challenges. So you can try something new that makes you uncomfortable. Sports, public speaking, a new skill set, pick up a language, whatever it is. But try something new that makes you uncomfortable. Set a goal that feels just out of reach. So you look at it and you go, ooh, I think I could get there, but it's going to require a lot of effort for me to get there. Awesome. Set that goal and then pursue it. All right? Ask for feedback. Or try to solve a problem on your own before asking for help. So you can ask for feedback on a task that you've already done. Hey, how did I do? You know, I thought XYZ was done this well or this poorly. You got any advice for me? or go and do something before you ask for help. Try and figure it out yourself. The amount of young men that we work with here at Prince to King that don't know how to do basic things, basic things. Guys, you're going to get slaughtered in the real world. You're going to get smashed, okay? Because I'm raising my son to be able to overcome everything that life throws at him. And if I'm raising my son to do that and you're not doing that, you are his competition. He is your competition. He is going to smoke you. And that's what you need to look at. The guys that you're coming up against, your friends, your peers, everyone in the world, they're competing for the same jobs. They're competing for the same women. You're in competition, okay? And if you are not taking that seriously yourself, you're going to get smashed. You're going to go for the job interview. You're going to fumble your way through it. You're not going to be able to make eye contact. And they're going to give the job to someone else. And you're going to sit there and go, I've been to 15 job interviews this week. What do I do? It's like, well, you haven't reviewed. You haven't asked for feedback. And you spent the last 15 years, 16 years, 18 years not undergoing any challenges, not talking to people, not stepping out of your comfort zone. What did you expect? You just step out into the real world and get the job, get the girl? No, you have to start now. Okay, so try to solve the problem yourself before asking for help. I want to give you some mindset shifts because a lot of it is a mindset problem. Okay, you need to reframe failure as feedback, not defeat. So many of you are too scared of failure. What if I do it and I don't work out? Good, you'll learn something. You'll learn something about the task. You'll learn something about yourself. Every single massive defeat in my life or failure in my life has taught me way more than what any success has. I learned way more in defeat than I have in failure. Way more in failure than I have in success. So look at it as like, great, I just failed. Cool. What did I learn? What can I do differently next time? Right? Look at video games. Look at the video games you guys play. You'll fail a level multiple times. You don't throw the controller away and give up. You strategize. Like, okay, I did this. I'll do this better next time. I'll get better for the next game. You suck at the start at everything. And then you do it and you get better and you do it some more and you get better. And then eventually you become the master. All right? But you don't start out that way. You start out as the failure, as the one that's losing. And then you take those defeats, you take those failures, you use them for your benefit and you keep plowing forward. Remember, struggle is not a sign of weakness, but a sign that you're growing. If you're struggling, don't be like, oh, boo-hoo, this sucks, why am I struggling? Be like, yes, this is the story that I'm going to tell at the end when I have made it, when I am successful, when I have the family, when I've got the business, when I've got the health, whatever it is. This is just a part of the story that is in every hero story where they struggle. And it is a requirement of success. So good, embrace it. Be like, sweet, this is awesome, I'm growing. And then just realize how important it is to be patient. You're not going to get it straight away. It's not going to happen immediately. Just be patient and be persistent. Okay? So I want to issue a challenge for you guys to pick one thing this week that scares you or feels tough and commit to taking that first step. Okay? And then reflect on the experience. Share it with a friend. Join our young men's group called the Brotherhood. Join it. Share it in the group. Okay? Some closing thoughts for you all. Every man that you admire, every single man that you admire faced challenges and overcame them. And they embraced challenge as a part of it. Every great man knows that to get to where they want to go, it's going to be difficult and challenging. So embrace it. Embrace the challenge. Bear as much as you can. And then keep going. Your shoulders will get bigger. Your back will get bigger. You will become stronger and more resilient. And you'll be able to take on more and more and more. And what you thought was once difficult will become easy. All right? So it is a masculine imperative to embrace change and challenge. We need it in order to feel good about ourselves. That's where true discipline, motivation, perseverance, confidence, purpose comes from, is embracing the challenge. All right? Thank you, guys. If you found this podcast useful, please subscribe, leave a review. It takes about 60 seconds. The more people I'm able to reach, the bigger this brotherhood will grow. And as always, Young King, sending you love and strength.